Welcome to Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. I'm your host, Damali Peterman. On this podcast, we invite you to share a conflict that you need help navigating, and I, along with a guest co-host, will share what we would do in that situation to help you reach your breakthrough. Welcome to the show. On today's episode, I am thrilled to have Allison Smith in the studio. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It is so great to see you. Allison and I met because we were both members of this amazing cohort sponsored by Goldman Sachs and their 10,000 Small Businesses program. And Allison has such a wonderful business. She is the CEO of Naturabella Skincare. Let me tell you, everyone needs to go check out her spa. I'm going to call it a spa. Her spa in Brooklyn. She has shown us pictures of amazing work that she's done working with skin and being able to really figure out what's happening with someone and really transform them. I would say on the inside and the outside. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you do, Allison?
So I'm a licensed esthetician, and I own a day spa in Brooklyn and focusing on Fitzpatrick 4 to 6 skin type, mostly acne and hyperpigmentation. I have serviced and clear over 60 women since 2017 and still doing so now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. We're so fortunate to have you. And so for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you can simply call in our hotline and leave a message asking a question that you're contemplating. And it doesn't have to be a conflict. It could be anything that's going on for you and you're just not sure how to navigate it. Or it could be an actual conflict, and you really want to hear from someone who's not invested in the outcome. With a co-host on the air for the first time, we will play the message and give you some feedback as to what we would do if we were in that situation. So, Allison, what do you think? Should we play the first message?
Yes.
Let's do it.
You have one message.
Hi, this is Nicole. I'm calling because I am very interested in learning about how to take really good care of my skin, specifically as I'm getting older. I'm starting to get some dark colorations under my eye and, you know, what feels like teenage acne, but I'm not a teenager, and I just want to manage it well. I feel like I'm too old to bounce into, you know, the makeup aisle in my local drugstore, but want to know if there's any way via changing my diet or sort of taking care of my skin better that will eliminate or diminish the dark circles and, you know, help me look as bright as I feel. Hopefully you guys will have an answer for me. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks.
Oh, what a wonderful question, Allison. And I feel like this happened to me too. Like, the older that I get, I feel like my skin has changed so much. And so Nicole is asking about learning how to take really good care of her skin because she feels like she's of an age where she can't kind of walk into the drugstore and pick up some products. And she's looking to have a process for eliminating dark circles and to help her feel as bright as she feel on the outside, I guess, as bright as she feels on the inside. So we're talking about that internal and external aspect of beauty. And so what do you think?
So I like the fact that Nicole mentioned that diet, you know, she wants to change. Maybe it could be a diet related. She speak about acne and she also speak about dark circle. So let me address acne first. So acne, it shows up. It can show up anytime in your life because it is a genetic. It could be genetic, inherited from some part of your family, and also relating to your diet. So acne can show up in teenage. Some people have it at teenager, and some people don't. Some people have it in their 40s, in their 30s. So it can show up any time in your life. But your diet does play a major, major role in your skincare. It does internally. It could be what you're eating that causing your sebaceous gland, which is your oily gland, to produce more oil. So, for instance, we know that milk and dairy cheese. Cheese, once it's break down into the digestive system, it becomes lipid, it becomes oil, which forces the sebaceous gland to produce more oil, causing causing you to have that your pores being clogged up more. And once your pores is clogged up, you're prone to bacteria and inflammation, causing the acne to happen. So yeah, I like the fact that she mentioned her diet. So definitely changing your diet, looking for food that has anti-inflammatory and antibacterial, which would combat the inflammation and the bacteria that causes acne. As for dark circles,
Before you go there, I'm so curious. What kind of foods are anti-inflammatory?
So definitely turmeric.
Okay.
Green tea. Moringa, there's this bush that from my country, where I'm from back home, we into herbs a lot. So moringa bush has a lot of anti-inflammatory property and antibacterial property inside. Those are some of the stuff that, you know, you can eat. You can have a lot of peppermint tea. These mm-hmm. things have, instead of drinking a cup of coffee with some milk inside, you know, you drink. Hey, that's why I'm having green tea when it was offered by Rebecca to me. I'm like, yeah, sure. Let me have some green tea.
So these are all anti-inflammatory.
Anti-inflammatory and has antibacterial properties inside, because, you know, milk has a lot of inflammation once digested into the system. That's why milk is really not good for you. Also, milk causes your hormone imbalance to happen. That's where you can also have a lot of breakout from, you know, your hormones being imbalanced as well.
That's excellent. And then you were going to go to dark circles. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I was so fascinated by this and taking my own mental notes too.
Yeah.
And so dark circles.
So dark circle can show up anytime, because most, it could be lack of sleep. It could be, you know, genetics. Most people is because of genetics, and the puffiness could be lack of sleep. So definitely having, you know, an eye cream, and having, you know, having some type of eye treatment, and making sure you get enough rest so that dark circle doesn't appear as prominent as much. My sister has it. She's been having it since she was 20, mm-hmm. and she's in her 40s now. And, you know, I educate her on how to minimize the dark circles. It's a difficult treatment to, you know, to cure, because it's in your genes. Most of the time it's in your genes. But just knowing what to do to having that so prominent on the face. But so definitely some eye cream and some treatment will help.
Excellent, excellent. And are there some things that you recommend? Any products that you recommend? Do you have any products that we can we can buy?
I also wanted to touch on Nicole and say, Nicole, I'm proud of you for not trying to go into that makeup aisle and, you know, cover up that imperfection and just seeking out, you know, to treat the problem and not trying to cover up. Because a lot of our women, you know, we go towards the makeup aisle to and makeup causes it. It causes the problem more. It doesn't solve it, because that makeup has a lot of chemical inside and it's seeping into your pores. So your diet is clogging your pores internally, and then you put on the makeup externally. So then here your pores is very clogged up. So I'm proud of you for not going in that route, because that's the easy route. Definitely try to get facials. Facial is very, very important, because it's going to help clean out your pores, you know, and having that radiant and glowing skin that you want. And when you use products, the products will be able to penetrate better into your skin, because there's no dead skin cell sitting on your face, so the products can penetrate good inside. I know you like natural products. I heard you mention natural products. So there's a lot of natural products on the market. I use Imis Skincare. So Imis Skincare does not sell over the counter. So you would definitely have to go into like a medical spa or a day spa. You cannot purchase it on Amazon. And it's plant derived, so there's no chemical inside of it. I do sell products, but my products... it has a little bit of chemical inside, only because I target mostly acne and hyperpigmentation. So my products need a little bit more of that.
A little more kick.
Yeah. to get into the pores, you know, to get more into the skin. But I have benzoyl peroxide in my products, mm-hmm. and I also have mandelic acid inside. Mandelic acid is good for, you know, hyperpigmentation, which is like that dark spot that they see after you get a breakout. So it does... dark, those hyperpigmentation can be very embedded in your skin, so you need more of an aggressive treatment. So so if you have acne or you have hyperpigmentation, I'm your girl. So and my products would work. But if you need something natural, I will recommend M&M's. They are known for a lot of plant-derived products. Also Image. I like Image as well.
Excellent. Allison, that was fantastic. Nicole, I hope that was really helpful. We learned a lot of things just now from what you're putting into your body, so your diet. We learned that sometimes dairy is not our friend.
Yes.
And that it could really clog, turn into lipids and clog the pores on the inside.
Yes.
And then we also learned that for dark circles, sometimes it's hereditary and that it could be treated. There are ways to treat it and that it could take a long time to counteract. We also learned that there are some things you can do and you can buy that can help that are organic. Some things you can buy over the counter, some things you have to go in to see Allison to have her particular products. She focuses on acne and hyperpigmentation, and so depending on what you're focusing on, she could very well be the right person for you. I think she also does facials.
Yes.
And she mentioned that it was really important to have facials because you're removing some of that dead skin. And once you've removed that skin, products that you are using are able to actually work better.
Yes.
Because you don't have that blockage from the dead skin.
Correct.
And so hopefully these are some things that you can start to do, you know, if you agree, some things you can start to do, and others who are listening that you can start to incorporate into your daily routine. I think one of the things that I'll add to that, and clearly I'm not an expert in this, but what I found is that, especially if you're in a city that's where there's a lot of smog and pollution, like New York City, just something as simple as making sure that you're like cleaning your face multiple times a day can be really helpful. Do you agree, Allison?
Yes, definitely. You should definitely have a skincare routine at home, even though a cleanser, a moisturizer, and a sunscreen. Sunscreen is very important. You know, we have to use sunscreen because the radiation from the sun, it kind of like beats the skin down and causes the age earlier. So the sunscreen will protect us.
And do you have a sunscreen that you recommend?
Image is good. M&M's is good. PCA is also good. But most of these products, you can't really purchase them over the counter. You can go into a medical spa or a day spa, and they will sell it to you.
And so try to check out Naturabella. Sounds like she has these products there. So, Nicole, hopefully that was helpful. Let us know how you're doing. Follow up with us. We'd love to hear how our callers are doing. And why don't we go to the second message?
You have one message.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I am just recovering from a thyroid issue and reading a lot about natural and organic products, and just hoping you could give some recommendations on actual products or brands to buy, or the specific products that you use for skin, body, hair, nails, the whole gamut. Thank you.
So this is a great question because she's recovering from a particular issue, but what's really great about her question is that she's just looking to tap into some products that are natural and organic and for many aspects of your skin and your body. So for your body, your hair, your nails, your skin, what are some of the products that you like to use and why?
Well, for nail, I just met this young lady who she created a vegan nail polish, so it's no toxin inside. She's on Instagram, Sweet 11. So I'm actually wearing her nail polish on my toes right now. So it's kind of like it's if you're not into toxic stuff, I like to eliminate that. So I'm using her nail polish now.
And I can attest that this is a beautiful color.
Color, yeah. She has a lot of summer color out now. Body much, I'm not too familiar with a lot of body products. Mm-hmm. But for some of the products I mentioned earlier would be good for, this is Sarah, right? For
yes.
Sarah. Eminence is really, really good. Those you can order online. Eminence products you can order online. They are from Honduras, I believe, the company, and Image as well. So those are the two that I use. I always recommend products that I use in the spa only because I'm familiar with the ingredients in it, I don't like to recommend products that I'm not familiar because I have to know what's in the bottle. You know, the bottle can look pretty, it could smell good, but the products, the ingredients is what's key inside. Because they say natural. Nothing is 100% natural. Mm-hmm. The minute you put preservative inside of it, it takes away that naturalness from it, right? And then there are some products that have some natural ingredients but also have some chemical inside because you have the products that, you know, the carrying or what the base is. So mm-hmm. So I like to just recommend products that I've been using, and I use a lot of Image products and M&M's. So those are the two that I will recommend.
Excellent, excellent. And what about for the hair? Yeah, hair is so particular and specific because it depends on your hair and the type of hair you have. And so that one's a tough one to answer. So,
I'm not familiar with the hair because, you know, your texture, if you naturally have oily hair like me, my hair get oily very fast. So I can use products that have a lot of oil inside because it wouldn't, you know, just get flat pretty fast. So I'm not too familiar. That's not my area of expertise.
Yeah, but you provided some really great insight as to products that work for the skin and also for nails. Thank you for that tip because I didn't even know that there are vegan polishes out there.
Non-toxic.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I have to look into that. You said Sweet 11?
Sweet 11,
Sweet 11. We have to look into that. And so, Sarah, first, congratulations on recovering from your thyroid issues. I'm so happy that you've been reading about different products and, you know, at the end of the day, you know your body, you know yourself, you know your skin, hair and nails. And so what I found as a consumer and not an expert in this industry, mm-hmm. like Allison, is sometimes you have to test out different products to see what works for you.
Yes, correct.
And so, you know, look into some products that work, talk to more people like Allison who work in the industry, especially someone who can see you and you can have an actual dialogue back and forth where you can say what you're looking for. I think that would be the way to go. Keep us posted. We'd love to know how you're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, she could definitely go into, you know, a spa and they can make some recommendation, analyze her skin and, you know, test some stuff on her, see what her skin tolerance can take. And then she definitely needs an esthetician in her life and that would be a smoother process for her.
Everyone needs an esthetician in their life.
Yes.
I think that will be my new saying.
Yeah.
And so, Sarah, good luck to you. Sarah and Nicole, thank you so much for calling into our hotline. We'd like to thank the audience for tuning in. And Allison, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having
me. You're extraordinary.
Thank you.
I can't wait to look into some of those products and see you at Naturabella.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day. Do you have any barriers that we can help you break through? If so, you can leave a brief message at 646-363-6322 or on our interactive blog at www.breakthroughadr.com. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at the @BreakthroughAdr. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Although I am a lawyer, mediator, and an educator, and many of my co-hosts will represent various professions, we want to be clear that we are not providing legal advice, counseling, or suggestions. Our goal is to provide a roadmap for conflict resolution to generate future conflict resolvers. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day.